Well, hello, everyone. This is Tanya Gabrielle, and today is, I don't even know what day it is. It's the 15th. That's right. It's the day of love and alchemy, and boy, are we needing some of that. It's been an incredible month, so intense, which September always is, you know, the ninth month of the year where everything is doubled, not only for us universally, but for you personally in your personal cycles. Double whatever your personal year is happening right now. So universally, of course, we're all going through a double seven, and that's probably, I would think it's one of the more difficult doubling up numbers to go through. Unless you are a seven, then maybe it's okay for you. But even the sevens I know that are clients of mine are having a pretty rough time if they're not congruent, if they're not looking and processing and working through issues and letting go and, you know, releasing. It really is quite a big time. So I'm going to go into that a little bit more right now, and then we're going to do something fun just to alleviate a little bit the energy. But just to help you out, if you are feeling very confronted right now, that the full moon in Pisces that just happened activated the number seven, as you know, if you follow what I do online and in the newsletters. It's just totally was another very potent seven moment, 16-7 degrees, et cetera, on the ninth universal time, which activated the 777 day, and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it was a Pisces full moon, which is all about healing. The number seven is very much about getting in touch with your intuition, which is your deep spiritual connection to light, to the eternal, to the sacred, to the divine, to the archangel realm. You know, that's what the number seven is. It's the number of angels, and it really takes you to a soul level. And so what that means is that we are all awakening. This full moon and 16-7 month and a 7 year, it's a true moment of awakening. And so there's a lot that's happening. There's a lot to be confronted and accepted and seen. And so really the mantra is the truth shall set you free. You know, as your perspective is transformed, as you see the light. You know, seven governs light in one aspect. And so to trust and follow your intuition is very, very important right now. Now, the other thing that's going on, aside from that, is that Pluto is in the process of moving direct again. It definitely has slowed down. Pluto is the slowest moving planet, so when Pluto is about to change directions, it does, you know, take a long time. And it sits on a certain degree for a long time. So right now it's at 11 degrees, and it's going to move from retrograde to direct on the 22nd of September. Now we're the 15th, so this is a week from now. And like I said, it's at 11 degrees. That's double new beginnings. Now anytime Pluto moves direct again, it unleashes that power source within us, because Pluto is about our deepest resources of power. It is the planet of empowering us from within, and so it brings up subconscious issues that are preventing us from doing so. So when it's moving direct, we are activated more than before, and that would also cover world events. Things really start moving forward much more quickly when Pluto is changing direction. So keep an eye on that. But in terms of your own life, it's the 22nd of September. It's at 11 degrees. Those are two master numbers. So again, the intensity is ratcheted up by this event as well. So, you know, it means that anything that is disempowering you will be seen now, even now, not next week necessarily, but you'll feel it now. You will feel, if you're open to it, a surge in courage within you that's going to strengthen you and help you implement what you need to, things you've been wanting to implement. It's a fabulous time to make those changes now. Again, we're dealing with big shift numbers, the 7, the 11, the 22. These are all indicative of a very deep birth of some kind. Okay, so, you know, look for feelings of empowerment that come from restructuring and relooking at how you are doing things right now. This change we're all going through is very, very important for setting you up for this next period, including 2015. So, and then we have the new moon happening, and I will talk more about that in Numerology Academy, the call next week, and the future forecast formula call next week. But the new moon, just so you know, is occurring right after that Pluto movement of going forward again, moving direct. And it's very early on the 24th of September. And that, too, happens at 1 degree, new beginnings. So there's really a fabulous moment for us in terms of our businesses as entrepreneurs to have that feeling within us, to really see, okay, am I moving forward? Am I applying what I'm being taught, or am I still sitting around and not moving? What is it I need to do to have structure in my life right now? So let's move on to the business side of this call, and then I'll go into your live questions. So if you want to get in line to talk to me, press star 6. I do have a couple questions that came in through email, which I will address, but I also want to hear from you if you're on the call. So just press star 6 if you want to talk to me personally. Okay, so let me go through the tip for this month, and I'm going to look at 5 strategies for selling that you'll want to have a pen and paper and write these down or listen to the recording of this call later. But these are very important in terms of just basic, really key selling techniques. Okay, so these are sales strategies, and these are 5 of the most potent sales strategies that I know. Okay, so and you would apply these in any time you sell. This is selling on a sales strategy call, which is a one-on-one call you would make. This is selling from the stage if you're doing a live event. This is selling from a teleseminar if you're doing an upsell. This is selling from a sales page if you have a product or service you're selling. So it applies to any one of these, okay? So the first is that you give everybody a guarantee. A guarantee is very, very powerful in that it puts minds to rest. So if you allow people to feel like they will get a refund or a replacement, depending on what it is you're guaranteeing, then they are much more likely to move forward with their emotional decision to purchase from you. Okay, so make sure that there's some kind of guarantee that you're giving them. And if it is on an actual sales page where you have a visible, or it is during a webinar, you can literally put that gold guarantee stamp up, and so that it's a visual representation, which, again, is a very powerful, subliminal way of allowing your prospects to feel comfortable that you are so, not courageous, what's the word, confident. You're so confident about what you're offering them that you're willing to offer the guarantee. Okay, so that's the first big, reliable strategy for selling. All right, the second sales strategy is that you give them something as a free gift. So when you go out shopping and there is a free gift offered if you purchase something, or if you go, I mean, a lot of people purchase online now, and we get these emails, and the emails say, free shipping if you order today, or you get this free gift set, this free, like, let's say you're buying, you know, products that are just cosmetics or, you know, lotions or something, and you get, you know, 2 free gifts if you order today, or whatever it is that you know, fits into the category of what you're purchasing. When that free gift is offered, you're giving your prospects something for nothing, and that's how they feel. So they will actually purchase something from you just because you have a free gift. There'll be a certain percentage of prospects who will say, oh, I'm going to purchase this product because I get this for free. So it's a really powerful sales strategy to do this, okay? Excuse me. The next one, The third strategy, is that you create comparisons that are that feel very different from each other. So, for example, you don't want to give apples to apples comparison. So you don't want to compare something that is similar. So, for example, if you're giving a training course, you will say that you're getting this, and the reason that you save so much is when you compare it to the cost of going live to take this training course and paying for travel and hotel and food and time away from your family and business, this is what you're getting instead. So you're comparing a physical digital training program to the cost of a live seminar. Those are very different experiences, right? So that's not apples to apples comparison. So you want to always do a comparison that's apples to oranges and include that in your selling strategy. Another one that I see all the time is with health, when people sell health products and it's like a program, an exercise program, and they basically say, the cost of you joining my $30 a month inner circle where I reveal my secret, you know, weight loss program to you every month, compare that to the cost of buying a Starbucks coffee every day, and you'll pay more for the Starbucks coffee than my program, right? That's a very apples to oranges comparison that you can put in. So that's a fabulous strategy right there. That's the third one. The fourth one you want to write down is that you offer some kind of feeling that they are belonging to a kind of, well, like this mastermind. This is a group. So if you have them join a Facebook group or have them join some kind of membership, okay? So one way to do that is through Facebook. What you want people to feel is that they belong to a family. The concept of a family, and today is the 15th, it's a huge family number, so it's a great moment to talk about this. It's about love, really. You know, everybody wants to feel loved. So when you offer them the idea of a membership to something, even if it's not a mastermind, but they can join a group and then be with their tribe, that is a wonderful value to offer. That's going to be no cost to you, right? So, but it will be a great addition and a great sales strategy for them. So some kind of inner circle, some kind of membership, some kind of Facebook group situation is just a wonderful bond that you would then offer to your customers to literally create this bond between them and allow them to communicate with each other so they feel part of this family, okay? And then the fifth strategy for selling is that you offer some kind of takeaway selling. Now, what that is it's actually a very interesting concept. I learned this years ago from my mentor, and the way it works is this. So your prospect is hesitant, and you're not getting anywhere with them. They're either reading your sales letter, they're on the call with you, and you are pretty much ready to give up, right? Okay, so, or they're ready to give up reading your sales letter. So then they come to a point in your sales letter or they come to a point in a call with you or webinar where you say, well, maybe this isn't right for you. And as soon as you say that, most prospects will immediately say, wait, hold on for a minute. You know, it's like it's an actual part in your selling where you're going to totally do a pattern interrupt. A pattern interrupt is where you interrupt something that feels very natural and it's flowing along and suddenly something happens, and it's used all the time in video marketing and sales marketing, and you're bringing up a concept that just doesn't fit into the program. So now you're saying, you know, maybe this isn't right for you. And they're immediately saying, wait a minute. And then they want you to continue your presentation because now they're all ears. Now they're much more interested than they were only seconds ago, okay? So this is a really, really important thing to do. It catches their attention because you're not being told that you are expected to purchase. You're actually You know what I mean? So it really catches your attention. So, you know, so when you say, well, don't purchase this today, wait until when you're ready or wait until this, you're actually much more eager to purchase. So another variation of this is a time-limited offer, right? So you say, this is a real takeaway close where you actually say, okay, well, it's only you can only purchase it until so-and-so Friday at midnight, right? So it's really, really powerful. So there's ways to qualify people as well for higher-end products where you actually write to find out how you can qualify and you give them a questionnaire. This is another way to really create a takeaway sales technique where people just are eager. They can't wait to be part of the process because you've taken them somewhere where they didn't expect to go or where they feel like, well, I have to go through this process now because I won't feel good if I don't, right? So, okay, so those are the five strategies for you. Obviously, you can use these forever. They're fabulous and really work very powerfully. What you must remember, though, that you have to have some kind of structure in place in order for these to work. You need to have a plan. What is it that you're launching next? How are you structuring your actual campaign? And what's your funnel on the back end when people join? All those things are part of your structure. So those have to be in place when you start using these sales techniques, right? So, okay, so let's see. Reminder again to get you in line. Press star 6 if you have a question. And I will get the two questions ready that I have. But let me see who's on the call first. We have several people here waiting. So let me go to the first one. Hello, this is Tanya. Hi. Are you there?
Hi.
It's anonymous.
Oh, Tanya, it's Shirley. And
hi, Shirley.
You,
how are
you? My emails in. I just wanted to be sure you got them and I was in the queue.
Oh, I did not receive an email from you. When did you send it?
Today, about 4 or 5 hours ago, I sent it to tanya@tanyagabrielle.com.
Oh, that's why I didn't get it. That email is not used for...
Oh, shoot.
That's what the problem... Okay, so let me go find them. Is it something that... is it something I can just look at now? Because most of these I can just get straight to if you want.
Well,
unless
it was actually... I sent you some copy for my website that I wanted your opinion
on. Let me look
on.
At it. Let me look at it. Hold on. We don't have to, let's see, get this open here.
Okay, so I should always use support?
Always use support. Yes, please.
Okay.
That other one is a very old one that I haven't used in a long time. So,
okay,
yeah, please
so
mark
sorry,
that.
I will always use support from
yeah,
now.
Or just reply to the email that goes out the day before. If you reply
okay.
to that one that tells you about the call, that will ensure that I get it. So
okay.
Okay, it looks like you sent two docs. Is that correct?
The first one says, I'm sending you another one in a few minutes because I was right at the deadline time for sending things in.
Okay, so which one do you want me to look at, the Exploring the Seven Circles or Seven Circles Words?
Both. But
okay.
So it's between the two. Which one is the more effective one?
I see. Okay. All right, let me see here. The deep transformational work of the Seven Circles begins at the root of everything. Our beliefs. Okay. I like the visual. I have to just say right off the bat that I love seeing this visual. I haven't read what's in it, of course, but I'm seeing root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat. Those are the chakras. And I like that one very much. I'm just intuitively telling you that's the one I'm gravitating towards. Is this a choice issue between the two? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just reading this one, too. Let's see. It really looks good. I mean, nobody else on the call can see what I'm seeing here, so I'm just letting people know I'm looking at two docs. One has a beautiful actual diagram of what was created here by Shirley, and it's the seven chakras in colors and how she's presenting them as seven circles of transformational work. So... that's the one I really like.
So,
okay, so is this the one you're gravitating towards or not?
Yes.
Yeah, the other one feels to me like something you can present during a teleseminar. And what I'm sensing right now is that you need to give a free webinar, teleseminar. You should have that live and then have it available on your site. Have it available for people who actually are inquiring about, you know, working with you. So this is something that I would, though, work in a webinar with, too, you know, that you actually talk about this in more detail and give some examples.
Right. So exploring the seven circles would be something I would use on a webinar. And the
Yes. But you can also have this on your website. What I'm saying is the one on the Seven Circles diagram one I very much like for your website. The other Exploring Seven Circles document that you sent I think could be some of the notes for a possible free webinar that you give on product. And you make it an event, and then you offer it as part of a funnel that people have to opt into in order to access the webinar in the future, and that's how you get very targeted leads. You see what I mean? So that's how I would use it.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, because you have a lot of good content, but you don't want to overuse all of this on one page because people will not read it all, right?
Right.
So use the visual on your website, use the other as part of a webinar presentation that you'll give that has more visuals in it that's very engaging that people have to sign in for, you know, have an opt-in page and then watch this free webinar, right?
Yes.
And that's where you upsell them to whatever it is you're upselling them to is from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And then I think I had two more questions in there.
Okay, let me scroll here. Let's see. Question for today's call. Website copy, I would like feedback. What are my fortunate days for October, November? Okay, what's your birthday?
It's November 26th, and I'm an 8 for my birth date and my life purpose, and a 5 for destiny and whatever the other thing is.
Yes. You're hilarious. Okay, so your life purpose is 8 and your birthday is 8?
20 yes.
8, I know for sure. Yep, okay. So let's see here.
You're going to get,
oh my gosh, you're going into your 17-8 year. I'm so happy for you. This is going to be awesome. Starting in November. Yes, yes, yes. Huge year. Okay, so you're ending your 16-7 year. You're asking about October, November. October is going to be a 17-8 month. Very big. Okay, so for October, definitely. Now, what are you looking? Are you looking for launching? What are these dates for? Because, you know, launch dates on Saturday are not going to work. So what is this for?
It's sending out, yes, because it's kind of launching, like sending out emails, you know, just reconnecting with people, that kind of thing. So that's
okay.
One question is like, what are the good days for me to contact my tribe?
Okay. 9th and 27th. 9th and 27th.
Okay.
Are great. And that's October.
Yes.
November is your birthday month. That's when you switch. So it'll be a 19-10-1 month. So I love this month for you because you're switching to your 17-8 month. I mean, personal year, and then it's a 19-10-1 month as a result, which is new beginnings. So in that month, I would pick, let's see, your destiny's a 5. Let's see. Do the 5th. Let's see, I have to check what days of the week. Yeah, 5th is awesome. And that's it. The others are weekends that I would have recommended. And then any other dates besides that? Let me see.
And then the other thing, because I'm going in the process of divorcing right now, if there's anything to know about better days to have conversations when we try to sort things out or what days I should avoid at all costs, that would be good to know.
Okay, you mean like for therapy, or do you mean for counseling, or do you mean for lawyers or courts?
Conversation with my husband about, you know, how are we going to divide the property, what am I asking for, what what is he willing, you know, what is he saying he'll offer? Yeah, so it would be lawyer kind of conversations. Not that we necessarily be having with a lawyer, but it would be with a mediator, with a lawyer.
Okay. Don't like, have them in October on the 5th, 14th, 23rd. Let me think. In November, don't have them on the 7th, 16th, 25th.
7, 15, and 25?
25, yep.
Okay, that's what I have.
Those are definitely no's.
Okay.
Let me just think ahead too, Larry. 17. When should you have them? Okay. October, I would say the 2nd, 20th. Second 20th are good. I mean, I don't know if I'm not looking at calendar right now, so I don't know what days of the week these are.
That doesn't matter.
The 6th is good in October. So is the 15th. So is the 24th. Those are love days. Anyway, for you, you're very empowered on the 9th, 18th, and 20th. October, November. November, let's see. It's a new beginnings month. So, again, also 9th, 18th, 27th are good. 1st, 10th, 19th, and 28th are good. Fifth, 14th, and 23rd are good. Yeah, those are the ones that I like for you. So
that those are all November,
those are all November, yep. Yeah.
Okay. And for is there anything in the remainder of this month, days that I should particularly avoid or go for?
This month?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. You're in a 16 month. I would avoid most things this month. I mean,
yeah,
we're all in a 16. You're in a 16 year. We're in a 16 month, all of us, and you're in a 16 year. You just got it. That's lay low.
Okay, I won't say a word.
Lay low, girl.
Sounds like
that's a double 16 energy. I would just, because really there's so much change. And just let me tell everyone, in October, we've got 2 eclipses and Uranus-Pluto meeting that month. So it really will, you know, we're going through another really big period. I know April was one of those moments this year. Well, the second big moment is about to come up and already started because of the 7 energy I alluded to earlier. So, yeah, this is just for everyone. Just try to just breathe, meditate. Try not to react. And if you are frustrated, go be frustrated in your bedroom and hit your pillow and do whatever you need to do. But, you know, it's really important that you breathe deeply and call on your actual, you know, archangels and your guides if you're not feeling up to doing things. They'll help you. So, So I hope that helps. Yeah. So, in terms of you, Shirley, was there anything else?
Oh, and then my third question was just about the event in November. Whatever your wonderful.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so glad you thanked that. I was like, your event? What event? My event. Our event.
You're very super duper special.
The Astral Alliance event. Yes, and I was actually going to talk about that today. I'm so glad
I
you asked.
I didn't imagine that you weren't, but.
Yes, I know. I'm sitting here going, hello. Okay, so what Shirley, of course, is referring to is the Astral Alliance Mastermind event that I've been talking about since we last met in LA and on our calls. And that is going to happen on November 15th. It's actually 2 months from today. It's a Saturday. It'll most likely be around 11 a.m. my time, which you'll have to figure out your time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern. Not sure yet. Don't lock that in yet. But it's going to be late morning, 10 or 11 my time. And very, very excited about that. So put that in your books. I will be sending you an email about it once I finalize the time. But the date is set for November 15th. Okay, so... and it will be recorded, and I will allow, you know, you to send in questions beforehand if you definitely know you can't make it, okay? So this is going to be a really fun event for all of us. Okay? So
yes.
Thank you, Shirley, for asking that.
I just
yes.
want to confirm that's included as part of our being a part of the mastermind.
Yes. This is a freebie for all of you. You are receiving this from me. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I noticed you had a super duper special VIP thing that people could sign up for. So do we need to sign up for that also, or what? Are we?
Which one are you talking about now?
Oh, your same event.
On the 8th of November, you're talking about the other event?
No,
or?
I'm. Yikes.
Because the one I just told you about is the Astral Lines Mastermind event that I had talked about at our live meeting and mentioned
on
our phone call.
Hey, gosh, so what am I thinking about here? Okay, you know what? Go to somebody else and let me find the email so that I can intelligently.
Okay, absolutely. That sounds good.
To somebody else.
I don't know what else you're referring to. So
yeah, let me find it.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, let me move on to our next caller, and thank you, Shirley. We will go now to area code 250. Hello?
Hello, Tanya. It's Fiona calling.
Hi, Fiona. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I have a question as I'm ready to actually put out an email because I've been collecting email addresses to kind of state what I'm doing and you know, specials and to please use my website. And I can't remember, somebody mentioned when you've got, I don't know, you need some other program to have all your kind of emails to keep track of them to do something. And do you know anything about that or how do you?
Well, yeah, you definitely need an email program to do that. A lot of people use AWeber. I use Infusionsoft, which is very high-end, so you don't want to start there. There's a way to integrate it with your shopping cart or not, but AWeber is a great one to start with.
Okay.
There are others out there. I recommend that one because a lot of people do use it. It basically what you do is you have to line up your autoresponder series. Like, for example, when they sign into your newsletter, you want
right.
to send out an automatic email thanking them and have a link to whatever free gift that you're giving them, right, in that autoresponder. And then you start collecting their emails, and then you can start writing them. So AWeber will allow you to do that. You know, like I said, there are other programs as well, but, you know, not to confuse you, because I know that you're new to this.
Right,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, so this will be a good one to start with.
Okay.
For you, yeah. And do you have an opt-in? Because if you do, you should have had some kind of email.
I do, and I know it's set up through, that it does go through my Gmail. But because most people still end up, because most of them are local, end up phoning me. So I'm really trying to push people to saying you need to go through my website. So I'm trying to be disciplined enough.
Is your website? Give it to
pardon
me.
Real
quick.
It's www.fionapsychic.com.
That's right. That's awesome.
And I'm going to be making. I need to make some changes on it, but I haven't got to that point yet.
Okay, about contact. So you don't even have an opt-in page yet. That's like the first thing that you need to do, Fiona, is an opt-in page. And that opt-in, I mean, right now they can email you, but it's not going. It's just a contact that you say is going to your Gmail. Yeah, you need on your top right, on the header there, you need a way to opt-in. And the way you do that is through AWeber. Now, just so you know, I know there are others out there. I'm just going to give you two more that people use, and you can check them all out. I just didn't want to overwhelm you, but I've decided to give them to you because I do want you to understand there are several different kinds of programs. They all do the same thing, though. So
okay.
Another one that people have used for a long time is Constant Contact.
Okay.
And then another one that's more recent is MailChimp.
That's it's the like, one I think I see a lot more of.
Yeah. So any one of those three are used extensively by online entrepreneurs. You cannot go wrong with them, but you absolutely must install it ASAP for you to even have a viable business online. That's highly recommended. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then My next question is, I mean, talking about with dates, like to even with the list of, you know, emails that I have, mm-hmm. is there a better date for me to be putting this information out for as to do with my numerology and astrology and whatnot?
You know, I actually feel that as long as you're getting it out at this point, it's important that you just pick,
get it out.
Yeah, get it out. Because once you're an entrepreneur, you just have to, you know, unless you're having a launch day, then absolutely
right.
pick a point in debt. But in terms of just getting day-to-day stuff done, I just get it done. I don't say, well, I better wait till the 15th or 17th or whatever. I just
do it
any day. Because you do not want to put a stop on bringing in income and getting the word out and marketing and sales. That those have to be a constant part of your strategy every day. So
okay.
those are not dependent on having a fortunate day or not. They just are part of eating and showering and bathing. It's just part of what you do. Yeah.
Okay. And then my other question is, I mean, I've just, what's today, Monday? Yeah, just yesterday, I mean, I had a call from somebody, and with what I do, you know, I've shut down almost doing mediumship because it's, I just didn't, my experience, I get kids that have been hurt, so I'd shut it down. But someone has phoned me that their child has crossed, and she keeps getting messages, but I'm kind of going, so I was talking to Bernice earlier about this when we were on the other line, but anyways, either figuring out a price, because I'm actually going to come to her house. I feel like I need to actually hold an object. I mean, I got information, but I'm kind of going, how do you go then price it out? Is it time-wise and driving to her house? And whatnot. I mean, I'm kind of going, this is kind of different for me, how I'm even going to read. So I'm just...
So you're wondering whether to actually go to her?
Well, I'm going to go. I said to her that I would go. I don't know what to expect. I mean, I gave her information, but I know I'll probably get direct with touching a picture or something that his article, you know, clothing or whatever, boom, I'll probably...
I see.
Exactly what he's saying. But, I mean, I'm driving to her house.
Yeah, that's an extra... You have to include the time involved
yeah.
in you getting there, you know, because it's a special call. Now, it's up to you what you would charge. I mean, I don't do that, so I don't...
Yeah.
I don't include, you know, travel time... because I don't travel to see my clients. So if they ever see me, they actually come here for like a VIP day. So I don't ever travel to see them. So I don't know exactly how to answer that. You'd have to figure that out and see what works for you, what feels right in terms of the time that you put in and the energy you put in, you know.
And then it's the other thing, like when you were even talking about for like your sales and everything, but then how do I, with the work that I do, give a gold stamp, you know, guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wouldn't do it for an intuitive counseling call. This is more for like
product.
An event or a product,
or
an event.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't do it for a counseling call because you can't guarantee anything like that. You know, you can't guarantee results. That's not something like results for like, you know, this is what I feel your situation is, and you can't promise something like that. But for an event, you can give a guarantee that they will experience something or learn something that they will, you know, that will be just extremely important for them in terms of the product, in terms of what you're delivering, and the same with the product, you can do the same thing.
Okay.
So, and it's not absolutely, you know, imperative that you always have the guarantee, but you have to somehow weave that kind of language into your selling. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
Well,
all right.
That's everything that I have today.
Okay, wonderful, Fiona. Well, good luck with everything.
Yeah, thank
you. Good. You're doing well. Just keep going. Get that email program in, okay?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we have a couple more callers, but before I get to those, let me get to one of the emails here. It's from Angela, and she has a question about her astrology, which I'll just briefly answer. She says, I noticed in my here and now transit chart that natal Saturn at 18 degrees in my ninth house was being hit on September 9th with transiting Saturn at 18 degrees in the third house, so it's directly opposite my natal Saturn. I was trying to read what this means, but still not sure. Second Saturn return, question mark. I would appreciate your interpretation of what it means and what I should be doing because of this influence right now. Transiting Saturn is now at 19 degrees, so it is conjunct my natal Saturn, or is it still in the opposing window of degrees? Okay, well, if you have, natal Saturn in the ninth house at 18 degrees, the opposition is definitely still active. You will feel it, and you would have felt it even more as Saturn was approaching that 18 degree marker. Like you said, it's now 19. So, here's the thing. It's not a return. A return is when it's conjunct. So that would be when you're between 28 and 30 years old and 58 and about 60 years old. That's the Saturn return. However, it is midway through the Saturn return, so it's a very important point. So it is basically opposite your Saturn, so that means you are in midlife. It could be part of the midlife crisis that's also indicative of Uranus. When Uranus is midway through its cycle between age 42 and 44, that's usually when around the time that Saturn is also going through this same halfway between the return cycle. So, yes, you will definitely be feeling that moment. It's one of those crucial time periods in your life that is marked by the personal astrology. So what does it mean? Well, Saturn definitely is a planet of responsibility and taking things seriously, putting the microscope on and seeing what needs to get done, not skimping on anything, so making sure every step is taken. So doing things step by step, really planning out what it is you want to do, being clear on things, and it's just very much about structure. So Saturn is the great teacher, and so when that planet comes through in this way, you will feel like time is slowing down, because Saturn is is considered the timekeeper. So Saturn will bring the microscope on things and put the magnifying glass on whatever issues need to really be looked at closely and feel like your life is now at a standstill, while you look at these things. That's what the feeling will be for you. So it's pretty intense. And the more open you are to looking and releasing and changing things that need changing, the better it is. And, of course, this ties into the timing of it happens to tie into what I spoke about earlier in the call when I started off. So you're really feeling it, obviously, because it's happening the same time. Okay, so that's that. And then you also ask about a natal position of Chiron in your seventh house in Aries, and which is not a planet I usually discuss, but you want to know, because it's directly opposite your wealth generator at 10 degrees. Okay, so the wealth generator is something that I talked about, of course, in our last meeting, and so for you to have Chiron opposite is that there's a lot of healing that is taking place because that is what Chiron governs. I haven't had enough experience using Chiron in charts, so that's why I don't teach it. But I know from if I look at it in my chart, that it's always there's some kind of weak area that it addresses. And so for you, if Chiron is in your seventh house in Aries, Libra. What is it that you're saying? Chiron is in your seventh house in Aries, and then Right now you're saying it's opposing your wealth generator, the 10 degrees Libra, in your first house. Well, you're having some kind of issue with partnership and how it relates to you making money. So I know you're married, so there's something going on that needs healing on that level or needs to be looked at in depth in terms of, well, okay, I really want to go and address my financial issues right now. I really want to push myself in that direction. Is there something in regards to your relationship that might be keeping you from doing that? That's a question to ask, okay? I don't know if you're on the call, but if you are, it'd be great to talk to you about this briefly. So just, you know, get on the, press star 6 if you are, and we can check this out for you, okay? So, okay. So then let me go to our next caller, and that is area code 250. Hello? Oh, did I just talk to you?
Hello?
Hold on. What am I doing here? Let's go to air code 403. I think we've lost a caller. There was another caller lined up. Hello, who's this? Air code 403.
Hi, Tanya. It's Bernice. How are you?
Oh, my God, Bernice. I haven't heard you in a while. How are you?
I am back.
You're back. Yay.
I am, and I have some catching up to do because last time we talked, I was in July.
Yes.
I think it kind of basically finished with I just felt like I needed to pull out and
take a break from
everything.
Yes.
Which
How
I
are
did.
You? How
I
are
actually
things?
Well, I actually spent the month in Greece, which was both wonderful and at the same time it was I really feel like I got tossed around all year, like from one extreme to another. So that kind of happened there too. And I'm sitting where it feels like every time I take a step forward, I get like tossed about. So
wow.
I'm just
okay. Let me just pull up your things here because I didn't know you'd be on the call. It's really good to get in touch with me beforehand, by the way, because I can just check out your astrology and stuff beforehand and
have
it ready. But let me just get it up while you're talking. You can continue talking. I'm just gonna pull you up here. So you feel like things are
being tossed about. Whenever I take a step forward, okay, I'm going to go towards this, I just feel like I'm getting a whiplash.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having problems physically with my chakra 5. It's not healing. I'm going for some dental work, and it's not healing like I would like it to. So I'm feeling like this is all connected. And I'm adjusting my whole physical world this year. So when I look at my solar arc, it's really fitting, like all of it, and I understand it, and I'm aware of it. I'm just kind of wondering, is there a break coming up for me? Or I think last time you said something, it's coming, like it's gelling together, everything I've been working on, and it kind of feels like that, but at the same time, I think a friend of mine said that I sounded hesitant. So tell me what you see in the chart that feels like.
I am pulling you up as we speak. Give me a sec. Can you remind me, please, of your day of birth, your life purpose, and your destiny, just so I have
those.
So
September 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
My destiny is a 10-1. Purpose is a 3. And
do you
know, birth is
give
a 22.
Me the year you're born so I can get the correct
3. Oh, 1961.
Thank you. All righty. You're a 30. Okay. So 431. Is your code, and I just pulled up your transits. Let me just get your solar arcs up. Give me 1 second, please, so I get this up here. Okay. And quickly, I want to see where your progressed moon is. The funny thing is I have you as Anna Sebastian, which is why I couldn't find you at first because you're Bernice.
Yes, I went back.
You went back on me.
I told you.
God,
I go back and forth. Like I go forward and then like I go, no, that doesn't feel right, and I come back. So I'm excited.
We've
got to
get this sorted out for you. By the way, that is one of the issues. You are still Bernice, my dear. So just remember that is a challenging name. And so you're asking me, and I have to tell you that that is part of the issue for you. You really, really have to watch that, okay? So that needs to be looked at. It really makes a big difference.
Because it's always been, well, to choose one just for choosing one doesn't make sense. Like, I'm not fitting into one. That's why I haven't switched. It's just like,
yeah,
I just,
but
I
let me tell you
like
something else, though. We have one of the things that happens is that we're putting up resistance to things that we're not willing to shift within us. And right now, as you know, beginning of the call, what a huge time we're in. There's so much resistance in many ways that we're confronting. And unless we confront it and say, okay, it's me, it's nobody else, it's just me not wanting to go forward, then suddenly the door opens and you're, oh, fabulous, you know, this is what I need to do. Everything starts flowing again. Life doesn't feel like it's just a series of challenges, right? Mm-hmm. So it will keep feeling this until you make that step. And so just acknowledge that there is a resistance, and that resistance in itself is making you feel uncomfortable with any change that's offered to you. That is a fortunate name. So just, you know, I want you to just sit with that for a while too.
Okay.
You are a Virgo. Well, sort of. You're almost a Libra, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're
on the cusp.
What? Pardon me?
I'm on, yeah. I'm
you're
on
the
cusp.
And
yeah,
this year, you are experiencing a huge, huge moment on your birthday. The 22nd is your birthday this month, so happy birthday, week in advance. For,
oh, thank you.
You know, yeah, it's a big, big moment for you. Pluto goes direct on that day, and I'm telling you, Pluto is just at a standstill now. It is really causing a lot of pressure internally for a lot of people. In fact, I have had clients whose minds have been so befuddled with angst and trepidation and terror about the change that they're about to go through,
mm-hmm,
that it literally takes like a moment of, okay, you need to go meditate, you need to go see a healer or something, you know, to release this energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're feeling that kind of pressure, it is also related to the fact that, you know, your birthday is coming up literally on that day, your solar return. The other thing is, that Bernice, you're in the 6-week period before your birthday, and remember, that is the solar return period when the sun is in your 12th house, right? It's moving through there now, and so everything that was not looked at in the last 12 months, you're now experiencing. So for your business, the same thing. If you're not moving forward with your business, and you can't wrap your, you know, mind around moving forward in that way, it is related to not releasing what you needed to look at this year. For you, since you are born on 9/22, your personal year has been a 1910-1, right? So
right,
this is what you're just ending. And so you just began a whole 9-year cycle. Very, very wonderful new beginning moment. You said you're a 10-1 in your destiny, so even more so for your career. This was really important. Since you're born on the 22nd and you're about to go into a 20 year, that's a 2, right? 20 equals 2. You're born on the 22nd, that's a 4. Those are in the same triad. 2 is very important to you. So it'll be, again, a continuation of very, very deep exploration. In terms of your astrology, let me just see where you're... Okay, your progressed moon is... it just entered Aquarius recently in your 11th house. Okay, so that is, you want to be looking forward now. Aquarius is the sign of the future. So for the last 4 or 5 months, you've been asked to move forward, to think about breakthroughs. At the same time, though, in your solar arcs, this is probably the chart you were referring to earlier when you said arcs, your moon, your arcing moon's at 29 degrees in Aries. Now, it moves 1 degree a year approximately in the arcs. So this is double new beginnings. You're in a new beginnings year that you just entered. I think you're just afraid to move forward, personally. My sense is that there's so much newness happening for you. New name, transitioning out of, you know, the job you're in, trying something new, starting your life as an entrepreneur, joining the mastermind. It's almost like an... Like you just were overwhelmed with the amount of, you know, forward movement that was entering your life, both in the numerology and astrology, right? So the name change, once you implement, will totally help you with this. It'll relax you. It'll give you the support you need, emotional, mental, spiritual, physical support that you need to feel comfortable and feel like things are flowing again. Okay, so... So that's looking at your moon. The reason I'm looking at your moon is because you have Pisces rising. You're very connected to your emotions. We just had a Pisces full moon. So Pisces is very important to you. And so you have to pay attention to the moon cycles because of that, right? It's just part of who you are. You're extremely sensitive. So now other parts of your your astrology are, I'll just tell you one more thing, that the sun just crossed your descendant. The actual transiting sun is currently at 22 Virgo, like right now. It's at 22 Virgo. It just crossed your actual horizon point. So it's moved into the upper part of your chart. So if there's any time for you to feel like you can come out a phoenix rising out of the ashes, it is literally now, in the next 6 months, because the sun is now moving in the part of your chart that is above the horizon. So it's a beautiful moment for you. I don't think it's a coincidence you're asking me this today. So is there anything
No,
else?
Because actually, now that you just mentioned Chiron just before, when I was in Greece on the super moon, where Chiron was sitting at, that's when I got the biggest opposition, the most intense experience I've ever had, I think, in my whole life was on that day. And I know there's no accident that happened then and why I was there. So I'm always aware of those things, and I'm just like saying, okay, but what do I do with all of this?
Well, you have to start implementing. You really do. I mean, that's the thing. It starts so with your name, and that's very personal to you. It's very personal, and I understand that, and it's very difficult when you're not resonating with what was offered to you. But I want you to look at the ones we have come up with. I don't have them in front of me, but I know we worked on it a couple times, both live in LA and with you personally. I want you to look at those and just sit with them and just make a decision now. The reason I'm telling you this, because your birthday is the 22nd, and once Pluto moves forward, you really want to be ready, because Pluto can get really aggressive if you're not, like, you'll feel aggressive if you don't get your act together now. There's going to be power struggles within you, which will then cause, you know, a feeling of anger. And I don't want that for you. You know, I really want you to feel like, okay, I'm addressing things, and Pluto's now going to empower me so that I can really feel strength and move forward confidently with my business and my life. So the name change is like this step one for you. The step two is then to start implementing everything that we've looked at, including what I brought up today. You know, so we've had tips every call. We've had handouts every live event that we've had in LA together. So for you to start really working with those. Right, and then next call in October, I'd love for you to get on the call and email me beforehand with some copywriting or something you want me to check, you know, anything to get you to really feel like you are manifesting. Okay?
Okay.
So that'll see. It's only the action that'll make you feel like you're actually doing something with the energy. It's not going to happen in and of itself just because it's out there. It's you who has to go now and, you know, figure out what you're going to do with this amazing, amazing frequency that you have, that you were born with, that's being activated as we speak, you know?
Mm. And that's kind of like the question, because I was somewhat retired. I don't need to work, but I want to work and I need to work. And this is like that's the line, like, sometimes when it's really hard, I'm thinking, well, why do I need to do that? I don't even need to work. And then the other need to work to feel good. So it's like,
Well, it's a problem. Let me tell you, when you have to work because you want to bring in an income because you have no choice, it's a fabulous way to get a kick in the butt and start working, because you really don't have a choice. You have to pay the rent. For you, that's not the case. So it has to come from another part of you, another place. A deep internal fire has to be lit. And if it's not being lit, then you will be very frustrated, you know. Because you can't just live your life retired. That's not who you are. I mean, very few people can do that.
It's like the opposite
you have a gift,
of who I am.
You know?
Yeah.
You have a gift. You have a big gift, and I've seen you, and I know what you have to offer. And people are waiting for that gift. They actually need you, you know. But that's not for you. That's not the reason. The reason for you is because you really, really know you have to move forward.
Mm.
You know, then those people will be served. But serve yourself first. Always, always, always serve yourself first. Make sure your needs are taken care of, and then you'll be there in a balanced way to give to others. And then you can give all you want, but you have to make sure you're ready to go. And I know you are. Your numbers tell me. Your astrology tells me. So
okay. And I do write everything Anna, by the way. So I maybe that's on the inside. Obviously, I sign everything Anna when I write my notes. I write like I work every day internally.
Yes, I've not
stopped that. I
love Anna for you. I love that name for you. And you wanted to be an author, and I'm telling you, that name, Anna Sebastian, is so wonderful for authoring, for everything, I remember. Mm. So it's on all your charts. That's why when you said, hi, it's Bernice, I knew who you were, but I couldn't find you in my program.
I'm going to ask you one more question. If you spell Anna, if you go A-N-N-A-E, what's that look like to you?
Well,
feedback.
I look like I have to check it. Hold on, I'm getting my trusty calculator here. Okay, hold on. So, you're talking about N with an E, right?
A N N A E.
Okay, so 25 for Sebastian and A N N A E. Ah. Ooh, I love the number. If you like that spelling. Here's the issue. Now, just keep this in mind, okay?
Okay.
It's a beautiful, beautiful name. It's a 15-6. Love the name. Issue I have, you're born on the 22nd, and that's a 4. I teach this in Numerology Academy. You know you do not combine a 15 name with a 4 or 8 day of birth or a 4 or 8 life purpose.
Ah,
now, I have clients who've done it. I have clients who've done it. They are very aware, though, about the issue. They understand what I've told them, and they make sure that they watch their backs. The reason you have to watch your back is there can be other people who will use some kind of dark energy against you. Okay? That can happen with this combination. The flip side is you're dealing with a spiritual alchemy number. The 15th is today. It's a beautiful day of love and giving and family and home, and that's what this number represents. It represents uplifting others through love. So I love the number. I love the name. My concern is if you have this other thing going on.
Okay.
Right? This, yeah. So
because Anna by itself with A-N-N-A is a 12, and sometimes I think, well, that's...
No, don't worry about that. I mean,
no?
Seriously, don't ever look at just your name, Anna. Look at Anna Sebastian. My name, Tanya, is not good. My name, Tanya Gabrielle, is fabulous. Don't look at the name separately.
Okay,
it really doesn't matter. So don't let that be another block to, you just see what I mean? Don't let it block you from using that fabulous name, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So it's your birthday. It's time. Go celebrate. Go celebrate your new year. Go celebrate the new you. And let's get the ball rolling. I've been waiting for you to do this.
Okay, me too. Okay.
Yes.
I will give you some updates.
Okay,
I missed the very first minutes of the call because we were on a different number. We had tried that international calling number, so we were kind of waiting for you to. And then we realized that, maybe this number doesn't work. So I totally missed what you said about the 24th.
Oh, wait a minute. Can I just ask you something? You tried because I sent...
Yeah, me and Fiona, we were sitting on a different line on that 615 number.
And it didn't work?
It didn't work. We were just there by ourselves.
Oh, that's good for me to know because I'm about to use that whole list next week for Numerology Academy. Thank you for letting me know. I'll have to check in with freeconferencing.com and see what is going on. I appreciate you letting me know.
Yeah.
As for what I talked about at the beginning of the call, very important information, you do want to listen to that. It's the first 6 or 7 minutes I talk about what's happening now and why it's so intense for everyone. And something you probably want to listen to since it's your birthday month.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yay.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bernice Anna.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see. We have another caller here, a couple more. Hello. This is Tanya. This is 303.
Well, hi, Tanya. It's Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Good.
And I wanted to confirm when our live stream is that going to be on the 25th of October?
No, 15th. Yeah, I have to talk to my wonderful partner about this because he'll be joining us. He's the person I was telling you about at the live event. So, but definitely we're doing it the 15th and
October the 15th, right?
No, I'm sorry. Did I say October? No, no, no. November.
You did not, 15th. But. The live stream.
November 15th, Saturday. Yes. And we're still discussing the time. And but, yeah, that's the date. And you will receive an email about it.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's what had me confused was the live stream thing, because I had originally written it down for the 25th of October.
Oh, I don't know why. I've never actually had a date for it until very, very recently. That's interesting, but thank you. And that's actually where Mercury just would go forward again. I don't think I would want an event then, but
when it goes direct, yeah.
It goes direct, yeah, right around then, 24th, 25th. It's not the best time to have an event, so yeah. So, yeah, okay, well, I'm glad you asked, but that's when it is, and it's going to be really great. So, yeah. So any other questions?
I was wondering what October the 28th, if that's a good day for me to have an event.
What's your birthday?
10/26/1946.
Okay, so, and your destiny is? What is your destiny number?
Oh, 5.
5. Okay, so you're 825. You're asking about October 28th. Let's see here. You are about to change personal years. So October,
right.
You would be in a 16 year, so that's a 17 months, and the 28th would be in 17 months, 28, 10, 27, 9. And what do you want to do on that day?
I want to start a classes.
I don't like this day for you because it's a 9. Right? You
so
just entering.
That's what I'm wondering if I figured it out right, because I think I'm confused because my birthday is on the 26th before that.
Well, you just entered a new year,
right?
I mean, in October when you enter your 16-7 year, right? Because you're born 10/26. So you would enter your 16-7 personal year in October. And that means October itself is a 17 months.
Right.
So if you add 28 to 17, 2 plus 8, that's a 27 day.
Oh,
that's
you know
a 9.
What? I added the 16 instead of the 17. That's what I did wrong.
Okay. So,
okay.
And for you, now, if you had 9 as one of your personal numbers, I would say, yeah, go for it. That's a great day for you because you're born the 27th or your life purpose is whatever, 36, right?
Right.
Because 9 happens to be in your code. But 9 is not in your code. Neither is 3 or 6.
Right.
Your code is 2, 8, 5. And so none of those have anything to do with 9 whatsoever. And 9 is endings. So I would not have an event that day. Do you have any other day you can hold it?
Well, I'm kind of, you know, Tanya, I'm having such a hard time. I really am.
Well, what about the 29th? Why doesn't that work? For you.
Well,
I mean, 29 is your life purpose number. 29 would make it a one day with new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why you can't have it the next day.
Well, and I would be open to that. I guess I could do it after. Here's the deal. I am trying to figure out when I should retire. Right now.
Like totally retire or from your current job?
From my current job.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And transition over into the numerology, astrology stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I've been signing people up for programs. I've got a 3-month program I just signed another person up for yesterday. I'm I'm trying to work hard at supplementing my income enough to where I can and getting my Social Security going and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I've been off with a lower back strain from work since August the 11th.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So
what's your question?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if, do you think I should start that class soon? It's going to be a 6-week class, kind of expanding on the Constellations to Cash thing.
Oh, yes. Good.
Going from the webinar into a class.
Good, good, good. Glad to hear it.
And so I was going to take the 3 points that I'm doing in the webinar and expand on those for the first 3 weeks, have week 4 be a Q&A so that I can, do an evergreen product and just hold a live Q&A monthly, and then have week 5 and 6, week 5 being how it affects you personally, and then week 6 on business. And I want to get this started off at the right time, so I don't want to just guess at these times. And I did have my calculations wrong for the year. That's what threw me off there for the 28th, because that's the day I was looking at it. Now I've got my the webinar scheduled for the 23rd of this month.
So then it's just the starting date, right?
So it's the 23rd is the free webinar. I'll probably do a few more of the free webinars, but then it's the starting date for the class that is after Mercury goes direct, which was the reason I didn't start it any earlier. I didn't want to start a class on Mercury retrograde. And then I didn't want to go too late close up to the holidays. So that was kind of my
question. Okay, so let's see. If you do it on a Wednesday, the 29th, and you continue on Wednesdays, you would be hitting a moment right before Thanksgiving. Not that that's a problem, but I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah.
Let's see. So 5th, 12th, 19th, 26th, 3rd of December.
3rd of December. That's
would be the final one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that works. I don't think it's that big a problem. You know, people will listen in the holidays. They may not be live because, you know, that's a big travel day right before Thanksgiving, as you know.
Yeah, it is.
But honestly, I don't think that should keep you from starting it. I think it's more important that you do this than not. If you want to do it before then, I would – what's the 27th? That would be an 8-day for you. Why don't you start it on the 27th if you'd rather do it on Mondays, the 27th of November? Sorry, not November. What am I saying?
October.
27th of October, yes.
Rather than the 29th. Let's see, what personal day is that, the 27th? So
that would be an 8 for you.
Okay.
That would be an 8 for
you're
you.
Right.
Yeah. So because
would
you would have had your birthday.
It
would be the day after your birthday. It would be an 8. And it's not a bad day at all to do a webinar. You know, this is, I mean, to start a training program, it's fine. So that's probably the day I would pick just because you're going through Thanksgiving.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I would rather have, I agree. I like that better.
Yeah. Okay. So do that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And you're set. And don't worry. I mean, really, the launch date is the most important thing. So I wouldn't fret too much about when the webinar starts, honestly. You're fine. So, okay?
What do you mean by the launch date?
The 23rd, the day that you mentioned to me earlier.
For my free webinar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a 29/11/2 personal day for
me. Yeah, the 23rd of October. Yeah, that's good.
The 23rd of September.
September, I'm sorry. Whichever the date you mentioned, that's the important date.
Okay.
Yeah, pre-retrograde, exactly. I'm sorry. Yes. Exactly.
All righty.
All right?
Thank you.
Good luck with all of that.
Thanks. Bye.
I'm excited for you. Really glad.
really
nervous
happy
for me.
Nervous for you too, but nerves are good, as my good friend Allie says. They are pointing you in the right direction. So be nervous all you want. Just channel it into something useful, okay? And you are, so.
I'm trying.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Okay, I think we have a follow-up here. Let me check if this is Shirley. Is Shirley there? No, Shirley just left us. I think that's it for the calls. Carl just left the conference. Okay. Sorry, Shirley. I know you were waiting, and you probably had to go. I was just clicking you. So there you go. We have finished up. I believe I answered all the questions, or is there another one? Let's see. No, there was another question. Excuse me. Lisa Garcia. Lisa Garcia, who is not on the call, asked me about a house and where she wants to move, 1073 San Pablo. Okay, so I just want to say, Lisa, that this is an 11 house, and if I remember correctly, you asked me about another address 1 or 2 months ago that was also an 11 house, so you seem to be attracting a lot of 11 homes into your life recently, and since you're going through divorce, I really don't recommend you activate this number right now because it is a number of splitting up when it is in an address, you know, the number 11. So my input on an 11 house is if you do move there, you need to put a number inside the door, and we can discuss that on our next call if that's what you want to do. But I wouldn't want to leave it in 11. I would at least put a 4 inside the door to make it a 15 or something like that, depending on your numbers, okay? So, yeah, I'm sorry you're not on the call so we can discuss this further, but that's my input just on that particular address for you. And as for everybody else, I am excited. I'm so glad Shirley brought up the fact that we are having our wonderful webinar that I promised you for so long on November 15th. It'll be late morning Pacific time. I will let you know exactly what time when my partner and I decide on the time. And meanwhile, hang in there. We're about to enter some big turbulence, just like the hurricane in Mexico. That is a sign of things to come. We are definitely moving in a direction of 2 eclipses, Uranus, Pluto coming together again, so there's a lot we're all being confronted with, but it's a fabulous time, as usual, when it's like this for breakthroughs to happen. So just keep your eye on the ball in terms of what's coming up, because you are breaking through big time right now, and that would include your business as well, of course. So enjoy that, and we will speak next month. Enjoy the sales strategies I gave you. About the 5, you know, ways to help you to sell your products and services. And meanwhile, enjoy everything, and I'll see you soon. Thanks so much, everyone. Bye-bye for now.